Well, I was going to wait for the extractor fan in the bathroom to turn itself off before I start today's dollop. We are bastions of quality, of course, but time is pressing on. And this, I've turned the light off. The bathroom light was on. I turned it off, but it's been gone for 5 minutes now, and the extractor fan still hasn't turned itself off. So, hey, at least the dollop's got one fan. Hey, it was worth having the extractor fan going in the background, even if it is marring the sound quality a little bit, just for that brilliant joke there, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and there it goes. It's turned itself off. Perfect timing. Just got the joke in. Didn't spoil anyone's enjoyment because it hasn't been going too long in the dollop. The perfect amount of time. Absolutely brilliant. The secret of comedy is timing. Excellent. Even inanimate objects obey my comic brilliance. Excellent. That's the power that I have. You know, Jesus, waves be still, wind be calm. And I, in a way, am a sort of comedy Jesus. And I thought, extractor fan, stop. And it did. Anyway, yesterday's dollop got quite a few reactions to it. Who'd have thought that the animal noises discussion would have galvanised so many people? So I thought I'd read some of those comments out in today's dollop and have a little chat about them. Can you hear Irene? There you go, a bit of extra drama there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back at my parents' home in Hartlepool with my dad and my dad's fiancée, Irene. That was proof there for dollop regulars who have read my dollop phone for all the family. I'm sure the dollop nerds will be able to pinpoint exactly what number dollop that was. I wonder if there are any attractive female dollop nerds. That would be my ideal. We would make love while I shout out dollop names and she lustfully, orgasmically cries out the name, the numbers of the dollops. Absolutely brilliant. Massaging my ego while massaging my, well, I don't know what she'd be massaging, but that's entirely up to her. Anyway, now you know that I wasn't lying about the fact that every single time a phone call comes in, the phone is answered and it immediately goes to loudspeaker. And that was a call for Irene there, but Dad just chimed in as well there. So that was proof that that is true. So yesterday's dollop, we were talking about the sounds that animals make phonetically when they're written out, such as sheep go bar, dogs go woof, horses go neigh, and the weird one was pigs going oink, and the fact that it doesn't sound anything like that. That's what we were talking about on yesterday's dollop. So Fiona, becoming now a dollop regular. I think we can call Fiona a dollop regular. I'm not sure what the rule is for how many, and maybe some of the all-time dollop nerds we'll be getting angry now, going, what? A dollop regular? We hadn't even heard of her until 10 dollops ago, but she's commented on quite a lot of the dollops. I think we can induct her now as a dollop regular. Well done. I will send your badge on the way. I mean, I'll send your badge on the way. That was what I was trying to say. I didn't mean to hesitate there. I'll send your badge on the way, suggesting I'll send her a badger. She'll be getting very excited now, going, oh, I can't wait to receive my David's Daily Digital Dollop Badger. But I wonder what sound that badger will make and how we could possibly represent that sound phonetically. Although I remember someone showing me once, I don't know why, and this wasn't a kinky thing, but showing me a video of some badgers copulating. And they made some rather odd noises, I seem to remember. I like the fact that I'm saying this, like, it suggests that maybe the way I'm saying it is as if I'm trying to hide the fact that actually what I really enjoy of an evening, after the dollops, I like to unwind. And, you know, what's wrong with a man having a bit of fun, you know, let's just say amusing himself in the privacy of his own home to the sounds of badger copulation. I mean, what's wrong with that? But no, someone showed me it. I don't know why they showed me it. As I say, it wasn't a kinky thing. It wasn't like, oh, this will get us in the mood. Oh, the sound of badgers. Oh, it always does it for me. Let's talk about sets, baby. As in a badger set. Oh, I'm on fire today. As I say, comedy Jesus. The runaway train that I sing about, a toddler group. I assume she's not a toddler. I've never seen a picture of Fiona. But from her previous comments, and indeed this one, I would suggest that she is not a toddler. So I assume she runs the toddler's group, or that she is a mother attending the toddler's group. The Runaway Train song that we sing at toddler's group goes woo woo, not choo choo. Interesting thoughts. I'm trying to remember the song. I might have to have a chat with my dad. My dad used to sing me The Runaway Train, but I can't remember how it goes. which is a bit weird because it was only 3 weeks ago. I know it's a standard comedy fair, that. Standard comedy fair. But there'll be people out there who find that kind of thing funny. So, you know. Hey, I've got a comment here from someone who says the dollops are absolute moronic bilge. Hey, well, thanks a lot for that, Dad. That kind of thing. Anyway, talking of my dad, let's go and find out, because he used to sing The Runaway Train to me. It wasn't 3 weeks ago, obviously. I was just doing that for comic effect. It was 6 weeks ago. Nah. Oh, dear. Confounded your expectations there, didn't I? Because, you know, you thought, oh, he's admitting that it's a joke. And then he, bang, hit us with another joke there. Even funnier the second time round. No, but it wasn't 3 weeks ago, nor was it 6 weeks ago. It was 9 weeks ago. No, I think we could. Anyway, so, Dad, the runaway train that came over the hill, she blew. What noise did the runaway train make when you sang it to me, do you think? Oh, did you, like an owl?
What?
Like an owl. Is that what you used to do? What noise? Did you used to make the noise? Yeah, so it wasn't, you didn't do a chew, you did a woo. Yeah, you did a woo as opposed to a chew.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting stuff. Oh, are you right, Fiona? That clarifies that there. The runaway train came over the hill and she blew. Woo-woo! Yeah, could lead to a bit of a joke. I mean, what is a train driver's favourite alcoholic cocktail? Well, you don't have to probably say alcoholic. That's an unnecessary word that just makes the joke a little bit more verbose than it needs to be. What is a train driver's favourite cocktail? Now, obviously, you know the answer because, you know, it's clearly woo-woo is the answer. But, you know, imagine if you hadn't had this preamble before this point, how funny that would be. You know, feel free, try it in the pub with your mates. A pub would be actually the perfect setting to try the joke in, especially if there was a train conductor around or one of your friends who you're in the pub with was a train driver or a train conductor. You could say to them, what do you want to drink, mate? They'll say what they want to drink. And then if it's not woo-woo, if it was woo-woo, that'd be a bit rubbish because obviously they've sort of done the joke for you. I mean, you could say, oh, well, you were bound to get a woo-woo, weren't you, being a train driver? But it doesn't work quite as well. You'd be pretty unfortunate, to be honest, if the driver of the train said woo-woo. I think you'd be pretty unfortunate. I understand that would be a bit of a problem, especially if you were trying to impress a woman or a man. You'd got her to the pub and you thought, right, this is going to get her. I'm doing pretty well, but what we need now is a David Eagle joke. No, well, that'll seal the deal. And you say to your mate, what do you want to drink? And he says, woo-woo. You might be able to get away with it. You can turn it on its head, but you've got to rely on quick reaction there. Be prepared, is all I'm saying, for the driver of the train to say woo-woo. And then you can say, oh, well, you would say woo-woo being a driver, wouldn't you? And maybe put on a woo-woo, that kind of thing. But I think it's better if it's not like that. I think it's unlikely that the driver of the train will say woo-woo of all the cocktails there. He'll probably just say a pint of beer or something. And then you can say, well, I'd have thought being a train driver, mate, you'd be drinking woo-woo. And the girl would probably just start removing her clothes there and then, I would imagine. Okay, we have another comment from Madja. Apparently, in Dutch, the noise that a pig makes is nor-nor or knor-knor. It's spelled K-N-O-R. But I'm not sure whether the K is meant to be silent or not. She says, as in the gnaw cubes. And apparently that's where gnaw cubes come from. But I think that must be a stock cube. But I've not heard of a gnaw cube before, I don't think. I didn't even know you did. You had pork cubes. I've used beef stock and chicken stock and vegetable stock, but I've never used gnaw cubes before. Now, this is interesting. Katie says, apparently in Essex, which is where she's from, apparently when they beep the horn, rather than saying beep the horn or peep the horn, they say they bib the horn. Bib, B-I-B. I've never come across that before. Mancha also says that a Dutch cockerel goes kookalee-koo. Kookalee-koo! My Dutch animal knowledge and how they reckon their animals sound comes from a song that I remember. It was a rather weird song from a rather odd band called the Suicidal Birds. They had a song called Me Animal, and it was a rather strange song. I think I might end today's dollop with a little bit of that. And I'm not quite sure what the song was meant to be about, really. Anyway, we're going to leave you with a little bit of this song from the Suicidal Birds, a Dutch band. It's called Me Animal, and I'll be back tomorrow with dollop 283. Goodbye!
Now that I'm a monkey, I'm a donkey, and ooh, ooh, ha, ha. Now that I'm a donkey, I'm a donkey, and ee-ya, ee-ya. Now that I'm a mouse, and I'm a mouse, and I'm that I'm a dork, and I'm a talk, and I'm boom boom bum bum. Now that I'm a kid, and I'm a kid, and meow meow. Now that I'm a horse, and I'm a horse, and I'm hee. Now that I'm a bird, and I'm a bird, and I'm fit, 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 fit,